This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
In an era where people have a lot of stuff, what has become sort of valued above stuff is experience, life experience, and also the hunger for authenticity, what is real in a time of quote-unquote reality shows and programming. People want to have a real, authentic experience, whether that's a live sporting event, whether that's going to see a comedian give a performance or a musician perform live. Stand-up comedy like jazz, like hip-hop, which the movie Top 5 is really about, a love song to hip-hop. The Top 5 represents who you would pick as your top 5 hip-hop groups, which, you know, I might have to consider LL Cool J, Run DMC, N.W.A., Biggie and Tupac. But really the hunger for a, it's hard to leave Public Enemy out though. See, it's really just the free-flowing forum that is the art of being an MC requires you to be on and to have like sort of an energy and a magic that harkens back to a time of the performance arts more than the time of the stage sort of reading arts. Has a little more in common with classical music in that you play notes on the page, you play words off a script. It's a different kind of brilliance and one that is not as easily reproduced because it's so heavily dependent upon the performer elevating the audience to another level that it's hard to find performers to play those parts. This is all to say that Chris Rock's movie about a stand-up comic who's transitioned to movies but wonders if he could still be funny, touches a chord and is squarely in the right realm when it references hip-hop throughout, because hip-hop artists also tend to flame out and notoriously not very good in live necessarily, depending on the performer. But like any great musical art form, people hunger for that great show, that great experience, and here we don't have a lot of comedians who do what they do best anymore because they've transitioned into selling television shows and programs. So the Eddie Murphys, the Richard Pryors, the George Carlins, they just aren't around anymore. Chris Rock, maybe the last great stand-up comic, one of the only greats, but hopefully that'll change. And this is good. Sorry.